Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And this is the show Meditation to Self-Realization. And I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion.
I'm Simeon.
And we have a whole host of a nice warm group of people joining us tonight. We have Rhonda Alexander and Suzanne Young and Julene Lasota and Simeon Irwin and Aaron Thompson.
So this is a live show. So, you know, the glitches are real. And tonight we're going to be talking about the body, which I have probably several glitches in.
And we're actually going to be expressing our gratitude for our body and meditating on our bodies and that gratitude. So we're glad you have joined us tonight, and please sit down and get ready to do a calming breath with us to start our program. So close your eyes, and we're going to take some deep, slow, conscious breaths, inhaling and then exhaling. And feel your facial muscles relax as you inhale deep and exhale slowly and even longer than your inhale. And now feel your shoulders relax. And if your mind should wander, bring it back to your breath. And now, as one heart, take a nice deep inhalation and feel your heart expand. And as you exhale, gently open your eyes and join us on our gratitude challenge, celebrating and being grateful for our bodies. So we're going to hear from Krishnaji tonight, and there will be some motion. There will be some movement in this meditation. So pay close attention. And here we go. Life's joy. Oh.
Namaste.
I did the wrong one.
Welcome back to the sixth day.
Okay,
of the
so we're gonna go find the other one. Now let's see here. We better get out of the screen. I can't. No.
Okay, so yep, here's.
Have you ever looked at your body as if it were a being, a living being? Your body is one of the most magnificent expressions of universal intelligence. It is designed to experience great love, great compassion, and great bliss. Your body has the potential to go into rapture. Seeing a wet crow sitting on a tree branch, it can go into bliss. Seeing a tiny grass flower sway in the wind, it has the potential to feel what a loved one is feeling, even if they don't ever say it in words. Your body can be a very fine instrument to tune to the greater intelligence of the universe. You are entitled to a magnificent consciousness by design. It is unfortunate that such a magnificent creation is misused and uncared for by so many. Imagine how much abuse your body has endured because of your unawareness and indulgence in unhappiness. Every time you engaged in anger, stress, or frustration, your body has suffered because of poisonous chemical onslaughts generated by each emotion. Each time you filled it with junk, you starved it of water and sleep. You criticized it as being not good looking or worse. You have tortured it. With all this, you have forced shut the higher dimension of the body. Still, your body cooperates, puts up with you, and does your will to the maximum extent. So let us move into the challenge then. Some of you might find some resistance within to go into the challenge. But trust me and go into it, and you'll be happier for it. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If you're not able to, then sit on a chair with your spine erect and shoulders down, wide and relaxed. Hold your palms in the Anjali Mudra at your heart. Inhaling, bend forward from your spine as far as you can, taking your hands in front of you in Anjali Mudra itself. Chanting Yang, come back to seated position with your hands at the center of your chest. Inhaling, bend forward from your spine.
Yang.
You may close your eyes now. Inhaling, bend forward.
Yang.
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 Relax and breathe normally. Rest your palms on your thighs. Now connect to your body with a lot of love. Feel your body. Your body has been your companion from the first moment of your existence on this planet. It has supported you in your fun, in your achievements, in your pleasures, and in your spiritual pursuit too. It is time you stop judging your body and criticizing it. It is also time to stop abusing your body. Please touch your body like you would touch a baby and thank your body. Appreciate it for all the moments it supported you. Your body can actually feel your gratitude.
Tanyosmi deham. Tanyosmi deham. Tanyosmi deham. Tanyosmi deham. Tanyosmi deham.
Feel your heart's energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence all around you. Ask the Divine to bless your body with great health, vitality, and longevity. Wrap your arms around your body and embrace it with deep feeling and wish that your body awakened to great states of rapture and the bliss of living. That would be a true gift to your body. You may now open your eyes. Take the time today to reflect and journal on what care you're giving your body on a daily basis. or if you're hurting your body with any damaging habit, make a vow to drop one hurting habit towards your body. Spread this awareness of gratitude towards your body with the world. With this, you have completed your 8 days gratitude challenge. You have crossed the halfway mark. Remember to share your realizations with your friends on the group and read other people's shares too. Namaste.
All right, and Aaron, you did catch it after all that. Grateful. Thank you all for your patience. And I'm going to open up the floor for anyone that might want to share their experience during the gratitude challenge. Anybody feeling inspired to share their experience? What was that?
She's muted.
Aaron, did you open your?
I don't think you
no.
muted.
Actually, I did. Oh. So everyone will have to unmute themselves when if you want to talk, because you don't know where to?
Oh, okay.
There. Yeah.
There it is. I thought you still had us all muted.
I did, because I think it helps with background noise if everyone does it themselves. So were you going to say something then, Rhonda? Or... Oh, okay.
No.
Anyone feeling inclined to share their experience?
Well, I could start it off. So one thing I noticed is how much stress I can put on my body when things aren't going good, when I'm not in the flow of life. And that just happened very recently. And sometimes it's real hard for, it's not like I can snap my fingers and be in a beautiful state, even though I know I can. And I tend to dwell on that. And I feel the stress. I felt it like this morning in my breathing and my heart. And I'm pretty much of an introvert. And I what I noticed is trying to be out there for the world and fulfill expectations of others as well as myself, not even knowing sometimes what their expectations might actually be, like if I'm supposed to get something done for them or help them or whatever. And then I'm, it just brings on a lot of stress because all of a sudden I feel responsible for rather than to myself, not taking care of myself first, of course. And then I feel like, oh man, I dropped off the edge of the spiritual path. That enlightenment and spirituality is a tricky business for me. And so then I beat myself up. And it's not good on my body. When I'm in the flow, man, is it great. I feel so much younger. It's like last week, there were days when I was just running around like a little boy, all excited, and jumping through the snow and running up and down stairs and getting this job done that just flowed really nice, electrical. And that's then I feel so healthy and young and vibrant. And that's my share. Just noticing the two aspects of a younger body and an older body within myself. And now I'm exploring what I'd really like to find out where I go and why I don't allow myself to get out of it quickly And I have to ponder in that deep, dark hole for 3 or 4 days sometimes. All right. Hallelujah.
You're aware that's the first step.
There you go.
That sounds too spiritual.
Easy, it. Just that's not necessarily simple. It's simple, not necessarily easy, right?
Yeah, right. But that's it. That the awareness is the big thing. So thank you for that reminder.
Yeah. Can I share something that I just started doing and it happened to be including the body?
Sure.
It's just a short thing I say when I get going in the morning. I expect the unexpected to land in my lap. I expect existence to shower me with frequencies that nourish my body, frequencies that nourish all of my humanness, including those unresolved emotional levels. I expect that this nourishment can move so deeply that I amaze myself with how I feel, because it is the felt sense in my body that unlocks the codes that are currently dormant in my DNA.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Oh,
powerful.
I'll get you my email address for that one. That's a beautiful. That
isn't right that in. Good? Yeah, yeah. I didn't make it up.
No, but I'm glad you shared it with each of us here and all our listeners. That is,
I mean, it's beautiful. It's a good reminder about different things, you know.
Yeah, on all levels. So if you would email us that would be wonderful.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Great. Thank you so much, Suzanne. And so I'm guessing you went into some frequencies during the meditation.
Yeah, I did. I did. It was good. And the movement was a little difficult with the cat on my lap, but leaning forward, but I did the best I could.
Yeah.
Included her.
I'm sure she enjoyed it, the yes. ride.
She's purring. She's purring.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, her body felt it too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Suzanne.
Yeah. And James. Welcome.
And Simeon,
I was just going to say, Jim saying what he said, it just reminded me how. Seems like on a daily basis, how unkind I can be when I don't perform up to what I, to the perfection I expect myself to deliver to myself. And it just comes back to me frequently to, you know, let go of those expectations and let's just let it be. Or earlier before I came here, I was making a double batch of a cherry pecan apple banana cake. And I thought everything was going really well. And then all of a sudden I noticed my shoulders really tensed up because I had high expectations for these cakes. Of course, they got a dark bake, which I didn't want, but, you know, and just still holding on to a little of that tension, trying to be kinder to myself so I can let that go.
Well, thank you for sharing, Simeon, mm-hmm. and we'll hold that vision with you, so that it'll.
It's always yummy when you bring it over.
Yeah,
I was going to say we'll be right over.
Exactly. But it's not perfect.
And that is.
But you point. Are.
Yeah,
but
that's you are. Right. You are. Very good, Suzanne.
I ate the most imperfect apple the other day, and it was delicious.
That's what your body told you. and so it's pretty much, you know, like I certainly experienced what both of these gentlemen has shared and even what Suzanne shared about how when the stressful situations or our expectations, which I like to use needs rather than expectations, that I have a need for things going in the flow and working harmoniously and... You know, I had the same experience that Simeon did as far as thinking I had it all together. And then, the beautiful part was is that I actually felt humored by the fact that, oh, here I go. I'm the one that wants everything to be just so, and everything wasn't. And so I got to look at how I could flow through that without like I could feel the chemicals, knowing this meditation, knowing that the chemicals do happen in the body. I could feel the chemicals starting, and then I could consciously go into the breathing and begin to let it go. Now, of course, Jim was the one moving the dial, and I would point my finger every once in a while when he wasn't finding what was needed on the screen.
I'm just now breathing.
So it's amazing that awareness, just knowing that the breath is our connection to our higher source, our relaxed beingness, and allow those other frequencies to take over, just, to stream along. And it wasn't perfect. I would go from the stream and then find myself holding my breath and feeling the chemicals again, especially after we went through three different trials with where's the right meditation for today. So I had great compassion during the meditation, realizing the years of abuse and disconnect and absolute detachment from the body, and I'm eternally and profoundly grateful that I do have more awareness now, and that I do have tools to change the way that I relate to my body and connect with it. So I'm very grateful, and it's a very different experience than I had the last time I did this meditation. So I'm grateful. I think it was even more profound because we have a bigger group today, and more of a collective experience. So I'm very grateful that you all hung in there with us today. Thank you. Okay, anybody else have a tidbit they'd like to share?
Yeah, I'll go.
Julene, Rhonda, you want to wait? Julene just got unmuted, no. And I'm not sure she'll... Okay, go ahead.
Julene can go. Go ahead, Julene.
I'd love to.
I sensed that.
I'll let you go first. How's that?
Okay, whatever. I'll go first. Yeah, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yeah, there you go, Rhonda.
Oh, he's on second base. I found myself very detached through the whole meditation and very distracted. And it was interesting because that's probably how I've lived most of my life with my body. So I got to observe that, which was interesting. And then at some point I was able to move into incredible gratefulness for my body, because I have abused my body so badly over the years and many, many different ways. And it is amazing. I was telling my PT nurse lady I've been working with, I'm just always so amazed at the resilience of my body, and how well it recoups or bounces back. Not everything bounces back to the degree I would like it to, and then I get to move into acceptance with it. And even when the body isn't functioning at the level or the way the head thinks it should function, I still feel a real level of acceptance and okayness in learning how to manage it and to embrace it instead of getting mad at it, which I've done most of my life also, is get very, very mad and angry at my body. So interesting for me. I came into this thinking I was going to connect a whole lot more deeply than I did. And so, you know, maybe I created that expectation that got in the way of me connecting. I don't know. It really doesn't matter at this point. But it was interesting to observe how disconnected I became and how distracted I became. And yet able to see the resilience of my body and how it supported me through my entire life. Without me supporting it. So that was pretty profound.
Thank you, Rhonda. Okay. That is profound.
Hey, Julene, you're on.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Very well.
Okay. That I could just say ditto what was just said, because I found that most people, and myself included, just expected it to go and do and be there no matter what the situation and what I demanded of it. It did faithfully obey. And so I repaid it rather shabbily, and realized that now I wanted to, something didn't go right yesterday. So there I was looking and seeing in the cupboard there's something, and I said, this won't comfort you. And now aware of why I call upon my body to respond, because I was disappointed or I was in an emotion I didn't know how to handle. So this uncovering today was really important, and I'm aware, and now I'm accountable. Yeah. I had earlier decided that, was it you, Jim, that started out with, I just can't bridge. So I'll close, but I'm very happy to have discovered other channels of my thoughts and punishments that I feel.
Yeah.
And now I could hug myself at the end. Say I love you.
Yeah.
Really.
And that is a real celebration, I think, for each of us, you know, just to give back to all the service our bodies have given us.
Yeah.
Be able to give back.
Yeah, I like that you added accountability to awareness.
Yeah.
So to be aware and then be accountable for that awareness, that now you're taking action. So I like that. I'm going to grok that to add on to awareness. It's like, I always think that Everything stops at awareness. Okay, I'm aware of what's going on. Oh, there's one more step. Maybe that's the step I'm missing. Thank you, Jolene.
You wouldn't want you to fall off the step.
Yeah, I've done that many a time.
Yeah. Gotta get those each step. Then I didn't want to forget any.
Oh, the clue being giving up or asking the body to change after a rather installed habit.
Yeah.
If you do one simple action a week, it'll be a change.
Truly.
That is the kindest way to handle it, if that's the road you want to take. I like to. Well, thank you very much for listening.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I want to share one thing about the habit. At the spiritual center I go to, they call it habit energy. And so it's the energy that we need to change around the habit, which will then change the habit. And sometimes I feel like if I physically change the habit, then I'm there. But pretty soon the habit comes back. And what I'm learning is that I need to change the energy that is creating the habit. And yeah, as I start to move in that direction, then the habit, it doesn't have as much energy, you know, as far as keeping me stuck in it. So for me, that terminology of habit energy has been real helpful.
Yeah, that gives an actual visualization to me.
Yeah. I was reading an article yesterday about letting the light flow through and down into the heart as energy, as love energy for yourself, you know, and others. And the habit is not to, for me sometimes, is not to even recognize that can flow into me. And I keep it shut off because I'm so involved in myself thinking that I'm in control of whatever, of the energy.
Yeah.
That's quite a realization.
Yeah, keep that open, that whole energy field open, so you can receive the light.
Mm. Okay, well, I appreciate the discussion here. Anybody else have anything to contribute or share? And if not, then we will move into our little celebration of gratitude. Do we have that up or did we lose it?
Where that ended up.
You know, we have a little song that we sing, and it's a children's song that one of our woofers, who are one of our garden helpers in the woofing program, taught us. And it goes like this. Is this the one we're going to find? Or are we going to do the other one?
I got it.
So it goes like this. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is whole. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is happy and well. And we sing it three times.
Yeah, we sing it three times. That's what I was trying to get on YouTube.
So that was the song we had chosen. And then in our little, here it is.
You got to check this out. This is really good. It's fun. And one of our woofers. Yeah, you just said that, right?
Yeah. So
share screen.
I don't think we need to shift things further. Okay, here we go.
You can still do music if you're not with your class and you're not having music lessons at school. You can still do music if you're not in a music group with heaps of other kids and somebody with a guitar playing the music. You can still do music even if it's not sort of singing along to the Wiggles on the TV or anything like that. You can do music anytime, just by yourself. You can do it when you're by yourself in bed. You can do it when you're by yourself in the bath. You can do it in the car. You can sing and make music anytime. So I'm going to teach you a song so that you can sing this anytime you like. Ready? Sing along with me when you learn, because it's pretty easy to learn. Every cell in my body is happy. Every cell in my body is well. Every cell in my body is happy. Every cell in my body is well. I'm so glad every cell in my body is happy and well. I'm so glad every cell in my body is happy and well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell
in my body is well.
So glad
every little cell in my body is happy and well.
So glad every little cell in my body is happy and well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is happy and well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is happy and well. You can sing that song over and over and over and over and over and over. The longer you sing it, the better you feel. And if that song gets stuck in your head and you find yourself singing it on the inside, that's just as healthy. If you're singing along to it inside your mind, even if you're not singing it out loud, that's so good for you. Really, really good for you. So I hope you love that song. I hope you know that you can sing anytime, even when you're not around other people. And I hope you have a great day. All right. See ya.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that.
Well, I want some shortening bread.
That's what Marian said. That was the song. We started singing that this morning. Thank God we didn't make any bread. We might have burnt it.
No, it is the same tune.
Yeah, it is the same tune.
Yeah.
At first I kept saying, it's an Aunt Jemima tune. And then yeah. And then shortening came in, and I go, oh, yes. Shortening bread. All right, everyone. Well,
it's been
great. Thank you for joining us today for our challenge, gratitude challenge to our bodies. We're so grateful to have had you all join us. And
we'll be back.
Thank you for hosting.
You're welcome. And thank you, listeners. And we will be back on next Thursday.
God bless.
Bye.